Prince always operates, Stuart, and they always say people that are criticizing him work for a foreign power, and they've got to take your rights and clap you in irons because you're not a patriot, but we're the people actually defending America and what made the country great. And it's so simple. We're fighting global banks that take over countries and then use false nationalism to play our countries off against each other. What would you say to the last caller before I go to Sean?
No, I've heard the same allegations made against you and also Ron Paul. I mean, Congressman Paul is a Christian. I used to work with the man. I used to work for him. And I can tell you that that's, you know, he's a very principled, pro-life Christian. But he's a constitutionalist also, and he stands on the Constitution. And that's what all of these Roman 13s, twisting, obedient, loyalist, fake Christians don't like. They want obedience. They want submission, absolute submission to the state. That's why there's a really great book out right now by Chuck Baldwin on Romans 13 that I recommend.
Yeah, we've had him on about it.
Yeah, that's great. So you need to. That's the antidote to all that nonsense. But there are loyalists. There are loyalists.
Well, most of these churches are 501c3, and the feds tell them you promote our agenda, or you're going to lose it. They have the clergy response teams. I mean, it's like in China, the communists have a loyal church they allow to operate. It's the same thing.
That's right. That's right. So you know the best way to handle them is to boycott them, like the founders did. Shun them. Boycott them.
That's right. I mean, I see police now, and I walk over in a restaurant, whatever, and I say, how are you guys doing? Where do you stand on the Constitution and the Republic? They say, well, we stand with it. I go, good job, and shake their hand. But they act weird. I go, oh, it's weird for a citizen to come over and talk to you. You ought to ask yourselves why you think that's weird. You ought to ask yourselves why me, the little slave, talking to you is weird. How has America gotten so weird that we're not supposed to communicate with each other? It's time to get out of your shells, folks, or be put in a cell. Time to get out of the shell or be put in a cell. Either hang together, hang separate. Let's go ahead and go to Sean in Tennessee, listening on WJOC, 1490 AM in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Alex, I love your show. I'm glad I finally get you here in Chattanooga. We have so needed this kind of information for a very long time now. I mean, you are truly appreciated here for all you do on this program to fight these globalists.
Thank you. God bless you.
And you're truly appreciated. And I'm also a big supporter and regular listener to another one you might be very familiar with on GCN, quite familiar with Pastor Butch Paul.
Oh, great guy. Need to get him on.
And he fights these exact same people you just mentioned, the 501c3s. But I have a question, if you don't mind, that relates to a super technology that the government uses to control the ionosphere and jet streams and weather patterns. And
talking about, yeah, talking about HAARP?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I wonder, is this same technology used to possibly control people or political dissidents?
And well, yeah, they wouldn't use the big antennas for that, but they've got patented little small psychotronic things that they've used. There's actually been treaties on that with the Euro, the U.S., and Russia not to use it from 1979. Stuart, you want to get into any of the secretive weapons that you've read about or anything?
I mean, all I really know about is the same thing you've heard about. I don't really know much beyond that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of these super high-tech weapons and stuff, it's all just bravado. It's all a system trying to – look, the people that win wars are the people that don't stop fighting and who have right on their side, okay? Tyrants never succeed when people stand up against them. Take Gandhi. He spent 30 years just getting the Indians to have respect for themselves and to learn to stand up. And when they stood up, there was nothing the British Empire could do. Closing comments on that, Stuart Rhodes. Thank you so much, Sean.
Well, that's absolutely correct. I mean, that's the great secret that they don't want you to realize. The truth is that you are, in the end, you hold all the power in your hands. And you includes the military and police. And that's why I started Oath Keepers, because they can't do it without them. And so that's what we should look towards. What happened in 1989 in East Germany, like Gunter Spence talked about on your show, a mass stand down and a mass stand up by the people.
You know what, Stuart? I've already got a guest on the nightly news tonight, but we might want to, either today or tomorrow, tape more about the police and the military's choice, because that's the most important part of this discussion, and I didn't even get into that. Maybe we should tape it, put it on the news tonight, and then air it tomorrow on the radio, part two. I'll talk to you here at the end. Stay with us. Retransmission coming up now.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some really big breaking news, obviously, here today. You know, I told you back in October and then in November that war was already taking place in Iran. And now, if you just type in, war is already taking place in Iran, you will see hundreds of newspapers and publications just now telling the population this. Kind of like the New York Times 2 weeks ago and again yesterday came out and reported, oh, the government in Fast and Furious is also laundering millions in drug money. No, it's not millions. It's hundreds of billions. Now, again, I'm not tooting our horn. This is all in federal court. The government admits to this, the so-called government. But Stuart Rhodes, constitutional law scholar, former top Ron Paul staffer, will be joining us in the third hour today because he can break down the NDAA and a full spectrum tyranny and the fact that it's illegitimate. I shot a video last week that's still the featured video on our YouTube channel. Unfortunately, it only has 250,000 views or something. It should have about 5 million, but whatever. I can make a joke video and it gets 3 million views, but serious stuff doesn't. I shouldn't complain. The point is that we break down the fact you can't legalize tyranny. And the NDAA is a hoax. And I'm going to explain this again. They had laws that black people weren't humans in this country. And it took people, mainly white Christians, saying, you know what, I don't care if you say that's the law, and I don't care if you hang me for it. I'm going to go help break people off of the property that you say is property, but break them off of the plantation property, and I'm going to try to, you know, get them to safe places. And then after a while, a lot of folks said, you know what, you're going to try to kill me? I'll just start carrying guns and shooting back. You know what, you can't legalize tyranny. And it's real simple. I mean, Hitler was the law, and so did you just have to, you know, when they came to get you and your wife and kids and take you away because of what race you were or what political persuasion, you know, did you just go with them? Yeah, most people said, you're the law. And the German soldiers and others at Nuremberg said, well, we were following orders. And some of the prosecutors at Nuremberg said, well, let's let them go. And they said, no, we can't do that. But nowadays, every time I see Amish being arrested for producing their own milk or people selling eggs or whatever on the side of the street, or they say, I'm just doing my job. Now, what you're doing is helping destroy this country. And now you see the wages of the New World Order. You see that globalism is a curse. You see that it's like the plague. It's not rosy and cute and trendy and what the intellectuals are for. One world is not one world of peace and liberty. It's one world under despotic corporate rule with technocratic autocrats that sit back in their oligarchy and punch buttons and never even look at what they're doing to people, and who have a cosmology and a philosophy of hating their fellow humans and seeing us as a disease to be eradicated, modern transhumanist eugenics. And mark my words, it's all written on the wall. It's all public. The only question is, do you have the will to admit the truth? Because if you look at the facts and admit the truth, there is no choice. You will join liberty. There is no choice because the New World Order isn't inviting you to join them midterm, not long term. You don't have to wait long term now for the stuff to come down. Midterm and short term. You're going to be squeezed. You're going to be run over. You're going to be enslaved. You're going to be humiliated. You're going to die an early death from all the binary weapons and other systems they've put into us. If you don't know what that is, you better look it up. Because this isn't about entertainment, it's not about jokes, it's not about games, it's not about being a big radio host, it's not all about that garbage. This is about the real world, ladies and gentlemen, and facing it head on. It's the only way to stop it. Now, what's amazing is that in the last 5 years, there have been hundreds of assassinations and thousands of killings. Because in some cases, they blow up whole buildings full of people, blow up whole military bases. And Iran doesn't like to look weak, so they're always saying, oh, that bridge just blew up when Ahmadinejad drove across it. Or, oh, this command military base or this internal police base headquarters just blew up. There's a crater at a 15-story building. Nothing's there. The building's blown all over the city, the gas main. So Iran won't say it's the U.S. and Israel and England. And our own government won't. You remember last year, Stuxnet was launched. And I said, you watch the NORTHCOM and the Cyber Command that's already in place, even though they haven't passed the law. They don't care. Laws. They've occupied this country. See, it's our military people are Americans and love America, but they're under mind control just like everybody else. They don't understand the commanders, the leadership, the system above them. They work for the New World Order, but because they're wearing an American flag on their arm, notice you see more and more American flags everywhere, like people trying to say, I'm in with the police state. I'm in with the system. I go along with the war. That's what it symbolizes now. But most of the people I've talked to have American flags all over their cars. It's like, why do you got to stick it everywhere? Because you know deep down it's gone. It's gone like the year 1957, and it ain't coming back. America is gone. You know, Mancow this morning, I was on a show. He said, Alex, is the U.S. government, is America giving Latin American leaders cancer? And I said, buddy, America doesn't exist anymore. It can always be resurrected. Like the Phoenix, you can always bring it back because it's an idea. Liberty, freedom, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. But it's basically gone. And so, of course, you can't ever get it back because people won't admit how far gone it is. Like children, the corporate whore media talk to the public like lobotomized sheep. That's how they see us with their little Fox News Christmas cards to each other. It's us as sheep pulling them. I don't want to analyze that more later today in detail because I didn't even properly analyze it. I've looked at those Christmas cards more carefully now. And Fox News put this out publicly. They sent it to their competitors, and they published it. And it's sheep in a sled race, and Fox News is ahead of CBS News, ABC News, and NBC News, saying they're now competing with the networks. And they're sheep pulling them, and then looking over the hilltop as spectators are MSNBC and CNN, saying you're not even in the sleigh race. You know why? Because in the image, they have no sheep. And you notice they aren't really foxes in the image. They're like big foxes. They're more like wolves, giant wolves. Now, there's the image. They're telling you everything in that image. This is because, again, criminals and scum and chicken neck control freaks revel in lying to people. Like you see someone being conned or mistreated, you instinctively don't like it because you feel a brotherhood of humanity. Sociopaths and their psycho controllers. The psychos sit atop them. They revel in seeing goodness pulled down. It's a very secure feeling. You like cookies and milk by the fire. They like little kids chained down with electric drills going in them. You know, I mean, you know, they're a different breed of people we face. And until you realize that, and they're trying to turn our psychic atmosphere into their atmosphere with all the shows about how torture's cool and go ahead and torture people's kids, it's cool. This is pure evil. And I said, you watch, they're going to launch the Stuxnet's been launched, this industrial hacking system that has to be injected directly into the computer systems that aren't networked. But they'll still use that, even though it's a different type of attack, to say we should censor the internet and shut things down and that somehow a foreign government put out Stuxnet like Russia, China. And sure enough, a month later, they came out and said, yeah, Stuxnet's a foreign power. We need to take your rights away on the internet because of it. And it's admitted the United States and Israel cooked the thing up. Now, Iran in the last month has had top generals shot, top scientists car bombed, military bases blown up, and they're giant. The whole base is a crater. And the news says, an ammo dump blew up. Yeah, right when Ahmadinejad was supposed to arrive, he arrived late. He knows how to move his schedule around. But the top missile general, he did die. Well, now there's another one. And the New York Times is making fun of people that say Israel is involved. I mean, folks, do people read these mainstream newspapers to feel like morons and to know you're being laughed at and talked down to? It's like that Dana Bash on the news saying, oh, I'm worried about him being elect, ruining it for the other Republican person, and so are other Republicans. What does that even mean? Ron Paul's going to ruin Iowa. He's going to ruin this. He's going to ruin it for the Republican nominee. This talking point that he'll make Obama win. On CNN, they just dispense with any fair objectivism because they're scared to death. They're running scared. Oh, my gosh, the sheep aren't acting like sheep anymore. So I told you. In the last 4 or 5 months, they've escalated, blowing stuff up almost every day. Now, if that isn't a war, I don't know what is. And here's an article by Paul Joseph Watson that just came out. U.S.-backed terror group responsible for assassination of Iranian nuclear scientist. Support for terrorist organization part of covert war to topple Iran regime. And if you look at the four groups they got in there, there's five total. One's Kurdish. The others are all real Wahhabist Al-Qaeda. Just like in Libya, the stinking criminals that run our government run Al-Qaeda. They use them against us to take our liberty. They use them against the Serbs to take their liberty. They use them against the Russians. They use them against everybody. Al-Qaeda, the skeleton key, the arm of the New World Order, the sword Valkyrie, held at the side of the black war chief, Lucifer. The key that opens any door. And now, report, Tehran car bomb kills Iranian nuclear scientist. But don't say the West is involved or you're a conspiracy theorist.
In fact, if you can think you're a conspiracy theorist, and it's a thought crime.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
About conspiracy theorists say Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons. No, James Weapons Quarterly since the late 1960s says Israel has nuclear weapons. Every major government out there that has analysis says they've got at least 300. And ICBMs to deliver them anywhere in the world. And medium range missiles. I mean, but again, only Americans are talked to like we're children. And I've actually had people call into the show before and say, you shouldn't talk about Israel and its nukes. You know, number one, you're wrong, but number two, you shouldn't talk about it. And say, okay, Russia launched the Stuxnet against Iran. Okay, some type of mythical creature is blowing up all these military bases. Okay. Doesn't matter if you had all these Israeli scientists come out and break down that they've got. Of course they've got it. And then it becomes the hypocritical discussion, why can they have it? Or why does Pakistan have over 100 nuclear weapons? I don't know. If the so-called mainstream media said they didn't now, would I have to go, oh, well, you say so. I mean, if Barbara Walters or somebody said, walk off a cliff, you can fly. I'm like, oh, well, I'll just jump off the Grand Canyon because you said so. They just would straight faces spew the most ridiculous bull at people. We're a laughingstock around the world. Americans, because of the brainwashing, compared to any other nation, cannot mention continents, systems of government, famous events. I mean, just don't have passports on average. Know nothing. And think having pot-bellied known criminals stick their hands down your pants and grab your genitals, they think that's freedom. And then I get up here and say, you know, there's a covert war going in Iran. That's ridiculous. None of that's going on. And Bush, 5 years ago, signed the order to launch this stuff, and Obama has expanded it. And a known al-Qaeda group that has been taken off the terrorist list now and is hanging out in D.C., and Anwar al-Awlaki was hanging out secretly with the head of the Pentagon. And I talk to these guys that just love to get rid of our rights because, you know, the Arabs have got to die. And I tell them, you know, most of the Homeland Security is focused on conservatives and libertarians. Now, you know that I can give you all these examples of al-Qaeda working for the U.S. government. People like Tucker Carlson, when he was talking to Adam versus the man, Adam Kokesh, he said, you're parasites. Alex Jones is a bleeper. And you have no proof. How dare you say this with no proof? And it's like the proof's everywhere, but they just say you have no proof. I mean, it's like this trick of just, I say so. It's like, oh, my gosh, you're an establishment person, and your hair has come so nice, and you're acting condescending. I better bow down to you right away. I mean, it's like a game. It's a trance. It's a joke. I mean, every form of classical tyranny is rearing up in our face. And we're here ringing the alarm bells, and they're saying, anybody that says that we should follow the Constitution is crazy. Anybody that says if you don't follow the Constitution, you'll get into tyranny is crazy. It's all happening. I mean, look at this out of Haaretz. Report, Tehran car bomb kills Iranian nuclear scientist. And it goes on to say the government news agency reports that Ahmadi Roshan, 32, supervised development of the Natanzin Uranium Enrichment Facility. The Tehran official blames Israel for the bombing, so Iran's actually coming out and, you know, pointing out who's behind it, which before they wouldn't do because it made them look weak, but now it's too obvious with bombs going off constantly. But what does the New York Times say? They condescend. Oh, I'm sure that he did it to himself. Blaming U.S. and Israel. Oh, those nasty Iranians. They did it again. They said the sky was blue. Is there no shame? I mean, they expect us to believe Israel and the people that run the U.S., the globalists, would carry out covert operations that they admit they're doing. See, that's what's funny. Separately, because they have to authorize it, it's all authorized and admitted they're doing it. But then for the public, they say, oh, how silly. I heard a funny one today, Martha. They said Israel was the one blowing up all those military bases. And I've seen some of the satellite photos of these bases. It's got to be 2,000-pound bombs they're dropping. I mean, some of these are aircraft up there doing this. This isn't just saboteurs. But it doesn't matter, because a good old boy who thinks he's a good old boy, he didn't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line, but he knows how to wear a John Deere hat. He'll go, Martha, listen to this. The Iranians are saying our government would do that. Our government wouldn't do that. Everybody knows it's Iraners that blow stuff up, them Arabs. Hey, buddy, they're not Arabs. They're Persians. Shut up. I want to give my rights up. I hope the foreign banks take everything I got because it's patriotic. All right, tons of news straight ahead. You don't want to miss what's coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Kills Iranian nuclear scientist. Of course, they've got that Iranian former U.S. Marine Corps guy who said he was visiting his grandma over there. You know, people could say, well, why do they always assassinate people with bombs? Because that way you make sure you get them. You can't insert somebody like Chris Kyle, a sniper, into the middle of a major Iranian city, a guy who can barely speak English from Texas, much less speak Farsi. Again, I've seen the satellite photos of some of these bases that have been blown up. It's not even saboteurs on the ground doing this. Very serious situation. Here's another one. Assassination of Iranian nuclear scientist is a familiar story. London Telegraph, the script by now is familiar enough. An assassin riding a motorcycle, that's the Mossad signature, weaves through Tehran morning traffic towards his target. Almost invariably, a car, the vehicle of choice for officials of Iran's nuclear program. I guess it's a Peugeot, you pronounce it. Continuing, leaning out a hand, the motorist attaches a magnetic explosive device, sometimes called a sticky bomb, to the door nearest the man he's trying to kill, and then speeds off. Seconds later, the bomb is detonated by remote control. It is so sophisticated that only the target is killed. those sitting next to him or in front or behind him escape with just cuts and bruises. Yeah, it's a shape charge. Wednesday's target was Mustafa Ahmadiyya Roshan, killed in his vehicle in front of a university campus in East Tehran. A chemist by training, he was a deputy director of Iran's main uranium enrichment plant, a role given to him because of his expertise in gas separation technology, a technique vital to the enrichment process. He was the fifth Iranian nuclear scientist to be targeted in the past 2 years and the fourth to die. The only survivor was the biggest prize of all. In 2010, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce the name, now the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization was well-trained enough to recognize that the clicking sound of the door of his car meant he and his wife leapt clear just in time. The same day on the other side of Iran's capital, one of his colleagues was less fortunate and fell victim to another motorcycle assassin. Iran's officials were quick to apportion blame Wednesday, the latest attack directing angry accusations at both Israel and their intelligence service, the Mossad, and at the Americans. A lot of Western security experts will say that the Iranians have some justification in their suspicion, at least as far as Israel is concerned. Mossad is expert at carrying out assassinations abroad, and Israel has most to lose from Iran acquiring a nuclear weapon. And boy, you better believe the folks carrying these out are risking their lives. Trying to get into Iran and do that. The latest assassination comes at a particularly tense time in Iran's relations with the West. In the past fortnight, the United States and Europe have begun the process of implementing sanctions that could, for the first time, seriously threaten the Iranian regime's survival. Iran has responded by threatening to seal off the Strait of Hormuz, through which one-fifth of the world's oil supplies passes, sentencing a U.S. former Marine of Iranian descent to death on spying charges and holding war games in the Persian Gulf. This week it announced that the uranium enrichment began at a second facility, Fordow, buried deep underground, making it much harder to use military force to destroy Iran's nuclear program. And the word I've got from multiple military sources, high and low, including Colonel Schaefer, is that they do actually have atomic weapons. They probably do. They could have easily gotten them from Pakistan. South Africa had a bunch of nukes. Most countries have race-specific bioweapons. Can you imagine what happens when these accidentally get out or are released, or somebody gets mad because their husband or wife gets killed, and so they release a race-specific bioweapon? And you've got all these eugenicists at the major universities here in the West writing public papers about how great it's going to be when the airborne bird flu or Ebola gets released and how they're ready to die with their family and how beautiful it is. I mean, whoa, I'm not worried about Iran. The West wants to attack Iran for political diversions while they implode the world economy. Israel is into 6 months of rioting and demonstrations across the board, from across their political spectrum. Europe, the United States, everybody is angry. But if they get us into a big war, Americans will rally around the flag that's plastered on the war. The Israelis will do it. The Brits will do it. And this is going to be a big war. And most military sources I talk to in my own analysis is that Iran is going to concentrate its attacks on Western targets in the Strait of Hormuz and Israel and other areas of the Middle East, Central Asia, that they probably won't attack the West. But the head of their intelligence unit for their parliament said they are going to target Tel Aviv and New York and other cities, which is a terrible idea to talk about it, especially. But if they do it, that will, I mean, if a scratch is laid on an American, there will be news cameras weeping, wailing, freaking out. How dare them when we're bombing them? Do something. Nuke them. I mean, people will be trying to strap their children on missile cones. You know, kill brown people. You know, I want to breathe radiation. It's tribal. It's fun to get into. It's fun to freak out and watch a car bomb go off and Ninny and Bowderman in black uniforms standing around on street corners with machine guns. It's fun to have your wife and children groped and humiliated for the average mind-controlled sheeple. who wants to vote for Mitt Romney, who supports open borders, abortion, carbon taxes, and wrote Obamacare. So, I mean, you know, there is a large contingent of sheeple who are hopelessly confused from birth and just are ready to do whatever they're told. And I see a bunch of Christian groups, mainly Christian Zionist groups, going, praise God, the end of the world's about to begin, nuclear Armageddon. And then I hear them accuse some of the Muslims for wanting that as well. And there are some groups over there that are just as crazy. And it's like you're saying they're bad because they think the end of the world's coming, but you're saying nuke them, start, make Jesus come back. I mean, wow. And most of these people are incredibly soft. They've got their little office job. You know, they go to the cafeteria after church on Sundays. They sit around. They have no idea what a real depression is going to be like. They have no idea what potentially hundreds of thousands of body bags are going to be like instead of just a few thousand. They have no idea what $10 a gallon gas is going to be like. And they're all going to be waiting, going, Jesus, come get me. Come get me. Where's the golden ladder leading down? Where's Jacob's ladder? Where's the, where's Captain Kirk up there saying, you know, beam him up? And it isn't going to happen. And you're just going to be there going, beam me up, beam me up, beam me up. Christians have done it in the last 100 years in every country when they're being killed. They just roll over because in the last 150 years they've taught this pre-tribulation rapture business. And whether that was true or not, the point is you've got to fight evil. If you're a good person, you're going to stand up against corruption, Christian or not. And these cop-outs and this stuff for the secular world, they'll make fun of Christians or Muslims or Jews all day or Hindus or Buddhists, but I see all these secular atheists and kind of New Ager people. They're like, well, it is a new energy force. The Mayans, who couldn't invent the wheel, they say it's the end of the world, which they really didn't say that, but whatever. So there's something to it. And look at all the craziness. Because the New World Order has a timetable to start World War III in 2012. And they want you to sit back and go, there's nothing we can do. It is the end of the world. We must pray to the Lord. Yeah, you better pray to God to get you in gear. I mean, you think you're on this planet, so if everything starts going crazy and haywire, you're just supposed to salute the so-called Christian leaders like Santorum and Obama and just say, you keep us safe from the Muslim scourge. As they sell it. I mean, Santorum's back out saying eradicate Muslims, basically. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they're going to lay down for that. You know, there's only 1.3 billion of them. And most of them just want to live in a free market system. They're anti-communist. But let's turn them into anti-America, and then let's play us off against each other while the bankers sit there and come in and pick up the pieces. Divide and conquer. See, I'm not a pit bull to be thrown in another ring with another pit bull. I'm not a rooster that you throw me in the ring. Everybody's betting money. The bankers are betting money. And I sit there with little razor blades on my feet. And I sit there and try to slice the other guy to death. You know what? I'm not a rooster. I'm not a pit bull. Yeah, I'm not getting in the ring for you, okay? I know who the real enemy is. I know who the ringmaster is. Oh, yeah, you can... There's all sorts of aggressive forms of fish, and you can go buy them, and you can stick them in a fish tank together and watch them kill each other. That's just not my cup of tea. I'm not like the NFL guys or whatever that, you know, when the dog doesn't win the fight, I electrocute him or whatever because I'm tough. Real men, you know, walk around with big pit bulls and everything. You know, I'm not a real American. You've got to get down to that. You've got to understand that. I'm not for torturing kids. I'm not for endless war. I'm not for having the troops use depleted uranium and just beat their chest and go, we're tough, we can use it. Blood right out their nose. I wonder why my kid's deformed. You know, I'm not here to be a chump. I'm not here to be an idiot. I'm not here to be a moron. I'm not here to buy every new fraud that's crammed down my throat. I'm done. And I'm angry. And I break with this whole matrix system, this whole fake lie. And I break with the fear. I break with all of it. Because giving into fear is like a prison. It's horrible. I can't imagine what it's like to live in it. I can't imagine what it's like to turn myself over to it so a bunch of perverts and scammer politicians can sit up there and lick their lips and threaten me with terrorists if I don't bare my loins to some pervert at the airport. And I've watched these TSA people and they're rubbing people down and they're getting off on it. It is a hallucination. It is. It is insanity. It is crazy how by successive approximation, by increments, the system has trained us to accept basically anything. And now Fast and Furious comes out. Monsanto, knowing that their crops are destroying the biosphere, comes out. I've got news on that. Just hundreds and hundreds of huge facts of total corruption come out. And it almost has the opposite effect. Well, that's just the way it is. You know, nothing you can do about it. Yeah, nothing you can do about it because you've just decided to sit there on your butt because you think you're winning by not caring and, you know, getting your MSG chips and your giant liter big gulp of aspartame and curling up on your couch and not caring. Poof. So you can be shot up with a bunch of vaccines. So 10 years from now, you can be shriveled, down to 85 pounds, vomiting your guts out, begging for mommy as you die of cancer with 30 years cut off your life. And the New World Order says, well, they're animals, so they deserve to die. And then you let them set up a system and you buy into being an animal so that they can play their little game with you. Because the New World Order has all these sick little rules I figured out. You have to let them in. You have to opt in. You have to decide to be an animal. You have to decide to go along with this. Well, not me. Not me. I'll tell you, New World Order people are the animals. You think you're so tough because you're so hard? You're not hard. You enjoy this stuff. You're worms. You're like cancer. Is cancer winning when it races through the body? No, it's killing its own host. You're aberrant. You're malfunctioning. You're diseased. You're pathetic. You're weak. And you will fail of your own weight. This whole plastic fake system is going down. And it's not going to be pretty. The globals think they're going to ride this tiger. Yeah, you're going to ride it just like the guy, Slim Pickens, at the end of Dr. Strangelove, riding that hydrogen bomb down. You're not coming out of this. Just get that through your little pea brain. You think the dark force that energizes you is planning to actually give you all this power? Why don't you read the old parables of the genie? You ask for 5,000 pounds of gold, you better tell them where to put it, because they're going to give it to you and drop it right on your head. In those parables is a lot of truth. Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you want. You're attracted to death and power? Wait till you've actually stuck your arm in there. You're going to find out what you were looking for. So all of this is going on. Now, shifting gears into some positive news. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Newtonian physics, proven accurate, basic laws of this dimension. Basic primitive laws. Ron Paul, a powerful second in New Hampshire with the entire global mouthpiece zombie control signal telling people, with the endless group of narcissistic ghouls telling you in their little skeksy outfits, their fine gowns to impress you at the king's court and make you feel small, but the big architecture behind them to make you feel little, there they are, perched on high, telling you Ron Paul can't win. And now first he couldn't get 2 points. Now, okay, he is in second place nationwide and in almost every major state, but he still can't win. The nominee is Mitt Romney, And they just are going to say that and say that like a group of parrots forever. But it doesn't matter. Even if they steal elections, even if Ron Paul loses, he wins by engaging and developing a movement and developing an idea. Think of where we've come in 4 years. Think of where we're going in 4. And people say, well, they could kill Ron Paul. What, and make him an icon even bigger? Kill me? Turn me into an icon? Strike me down? Become more powerful than you can possibly imagine? They can't strike you down. They can't strike. This is it. We are unlocking people's minds. Most people are not bad. Most people are not evil. Most people are not corrupt. They believe this false system. We've got to fight with the truth and our ideology of liberty against the ideology of globalism and bondage and despotism. It's not a hard sell. You want what made America great? Liberty? And pointing your ship that direction never meant we actually got there, but we were going in the right direction. Going towards the sunshine, towards the fertile fields, towards the goodness, towards transparency, towards honor, towards small government, towards family and everything that's good, instead of our ship in these dark waters where the sea stinks and the crew's dying and our teeth are falling out and there's big waves and there's a big tempest, giant storm on the horizon. And we're going full blast into that. And Ron Paul and others are trying to turn the ship. And there's all these little scared minions up there, bought off by the bankers' fiat money, by their Ponzi scheme, stabbing at us and saying, no, we're fighting over the wheel, fighting over the wheel. But more and more people who are on the sidelines are going, why are those zombies fighting with them over the wheel? We obviously want to go.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The mess up that we make will be enough. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
Because if you don't,
and let this train keep on riding,
I'll be sorry for you if you don't join us on the love train. Not manly, though. Manly is to kill a bunch of brown people and breathe DU and come back and have deformed children. You know, last night we aired a little little promo video for a group that brings Iraqi and Afghan children to the U.S. who have their arms and legs blown off, their eyeballs blown out, and who never got medical treatment. Some of them have shrapnel in their spines. They get a medical treatment. And I saw comments on the YouTube that we posted this morning on the Nightly News saying, how dare you? They want to kill us. They're animals. You're a traitor. We're going to get the Hodges. And I tracked back some of people's, tracked them back to their pages, and it was all just pro-war, pro-death. Because, see, they have to say they're savages. When they see children they've maimed and blown the tops of their heads off or blown their little mandibles off and their tongues are flopping all around in pain, they've got to say, good, they're animals, they deserve to die. A couple days ago, I was on the radio with Opie and Anthony, and it was early in the morning. I was half awake. I did an okay job, but I probably should have been a lot meaner to them in hindsight. And they go, here's Chris Kyle, the sniper, who claims all this about Jesse Ventura. And I should have brought up, you know, you say these are all savages, including the women you shot. But I didn't even, you know, bring that up because it's so over the top. But see, you've got to do that. I mean, if you're killing soldiers in a uniform who are trying to kill you, it's just the foreign enemy. You're part of this country. They're part of that. You don't have to call them savages, you know. But no, see, when you're mainly killing men, women, and children that are tired of being occupied, or it's just little kids that you bombed, most of the people in there celebrating this, they actually would freak out if they saw a child with their lower mandible blown off and would, you know, these are cowardly people. These aren't actually soldiers that were part of it who were saying it's okay. No, it's just these soft people who think it's real tough, and they get very upset by seeing these little kids that I played the video on the news. So if any of our listeners wanted to financially check it out and maybe support, because I've also supported, you know, when the VA won't take care of U.S. troops that get hurt, I've supported some of those groups too, whether it's our troops, which aren't really our troops anymore, they're globalist troops, they're still Americans who've been used, or whether it's little brown kids. I mean, do I have a soft heart? You know, I don't think so. I think I have a heart. And I also am God-fearing. And you know, God's just God. Let me tell you, we're going to pay for all that in spades. Even though America was hijacked and was finagled into it, we will still be punished for all of that. Man, that's a scary thing. I can feel God. I can feel justice. I'm really worried about America. I'm worried about all of us. Because it's bad. And, you know, if we just said what we did was wrong and repented, then that would offer us a great deal of protection. But we won't. Instead, many people dance in the blood of the innocents. They rub it all over themselves. They spiritually fornicate with unclean ideas, spirits. They buy into it. And I didn't get into the positive news with Ron Paul yet because I got off into that. But Ron Paul does say he's nipping at the white Obama's heels. Mitt Romney, the white Obama. Ooh, that'd be a good video to make. Meet the white Obama. we've got to destroy Mitt Romney because it's been a long time since we actually had a presidential candidate that wasn't a globalist puppet. His name's Ron Paul. We got to get behind him. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.